Here is Pitbull at Radio 1. Hello. So last time we saw you, you ended up emailing us. Do you remember, Chris?
It was the best thing ever, because often people come on this show, say they're going to do something, and they never follow through with it. Okay. You are not that person.
No, well, hey, I appreciate it. I guess that's why we're here again now.
That's right. I can't remember why we were in email contact.
Well, what it was is we gave you a tuxedo t-shirt.
Yeah, for the girls, for them to wear. And
that's it.
Took the pictures and sent it over. Yeah.
That's it. And Pitt made it happen.
Now, I noticed on your email, it says, sent from my Pittbury.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest with you. I did try and email you again recently, and it's...
and it bounced back, yeah, because I had lost my phone.
Oh, you lost your phone?
Yeah, but I can give you my email right now. We just give it to all of London.
Okay, let's not do it on air. But, I was actually inviting you to my Halloween party, wasn't I, Chris?
That was it, yeah.
It was a dare from Chris. He was like, email Pitbull right now and see if he'll come to the party.
And let me guess, I got to show up in a tux.
Well, if you want.
Do you know what? I don't think that was the key point to it. I mean,
just the fact that you would
bring
be
all
there.
The women in French maid outfits.
I would love that.
Got it.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's it. But yeah, it bounced back. So you lost your phone between now and the last time we spoke to you.
It's a great thing. You know, I feel like we're so connected, we're disconnected sometimes. So it's always great to be able to get off the grid.
Yeah. So you obviously got a new one.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you feel strangely liberated when you lost it?
Oh, man.
Can you remember when you last had it?
I loved it. And then I got back on, you know, I have a bat phone, meaning a little throwaway always, but it's an old school flip phone. So I just felt great when I would finish talking with somebody and just click on them.
All right, so you've got like an emergency phone in case. I've got one of those.
Always.
Yeah. Always in like a drawer in your house, just in case.
Yeah. I would say a drawer in a house, but always with me one way or another.
Is it? He does seem like the kind of person, Chris, that would have more than one phone, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How many have you got?
Two phones.
Just two.
Yeah. That's all I need.
How do you find time to get all of the stuff that you do done in one day? Because you're the busiest man.
You know, when you love what you do, it's not work. So for me, I love to wake up and hustle and grind and create new opportunities. So
I know that you've got on this album some incredible guests.
Yes.
Was it a nightmare to try and get them all in one place? I mean, obviously not, they weren't all in one place at the same time, but was it a nightmare just to try and lock these people down? Because there's a lot of stars.
No, not at all. You know, I always say it, we always have a plan, it never plans out, but ironically it plans out. So as far as that, sometimes you go into a record thinking of a certain person on it, a certain collaboration, a feature, and it just leads you, you know, somewhere else. How do we get them all?
Yeah.
Good question.
Well, it must be doubly hard considering you've lost your phone.
Yeah, he's not got the numbers anymore.
Yeah, the contacts are always going out, but I always feel when you do lose your phone or something happens to it, I feel that there was something in that phone just doesn't need to be around you, man. You know, you look back at it and you're like, wow, I got a phone number from an ex-girlfriend that I shouldn't have in this phone because she was a headache, you know?
Are they all saved as names or just some of them numbers? That's when you know they need to go, right? When like you haven't even saved their name.
Mm. You know, it's funny. I like to still memorize people's numbers. I like to at least like try to remember certain, real important numbers. I try to remember my memory, you know, just in case if I need to call them up to bomb me out of jail or something.
Yeah. we can't test you on this even, can we? Because it wouldn't really work for radio.
Is it true that you've got the keys to the city of Miami?
Yeah, I got two keys.
But what does that actually mean?
Miami? That means that I can open absolutely nothing.
Oh. Do you get a physical key?
Yeah.
But what does it do? What does it mean?
It just means I got the key to Miami. That's it.
Does that mean you can go anywhere, anytime for free?
I was doing that before I had the key to Miami.
Miami is a great place.
It's a great place, a lot of fun. You got to have a lot of discipline, or if not, you're going to get lost in it. Especially you. They look at you, they say, woo! We're going to run circles around you.
What, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
They'd have you for breakfast.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
I'm talking about the women.
You know, right. Got you.
Yeah.
I don't want to get you in no trouble on air, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I won't be in any trouble.
Oh, so you're good then. So I think you should go to Miami and have a great time. Pretty women.
I'll just pretend to know Pitbull. That's what I would be doing.
Yeah, then that's going
to
get you in a lot of trouble.
Oh, right.
Yeah, don't ever say his name. All right, so we're going to play the track now. It's Pitbull, Flo Rida, Lunch Money Lewis. Out of the two, who's your favorite?
Oh, man, I don't have no favorite. We're all Miami boys, you know?
Are you all from Miami?
Yeah, we've all watched Lunch Money come up, you know, and me and Flo Rida came in the game together, so it's just great to be on the same track on Green Light. And then also the director of the video, he's from Miami. So it's just a big Miami thing. It's a 305-day kind of Miami thing. You know what I'm talking about?
So with Lunch Money, so you've watched his success, and he's obviously got bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mean it like that. Yeah. But who else is up and coming then that you'd say is one to watch that's got your sort of stamp of approval?
In Miami right now, there's not really a movement going on right now. A lot of guys, the music game has changed, and most of the movement is on the internet right now. They don't work the streets the way we used to. As far as Lunch Money, the reason I know him because his family, which is Inner Circle, have a studio down in Miami called Circle House. And those guys used to look out for me when I had absolutely no money, broke as a joke, and they would let me come in and record in the studio. They said, hey, look, you might have 45 minutes, come in and jump in the booth and knock out whatever record you're trying to knock out.
Wow.
So we've been showing love to each other for many years, so now it comes full circle.
Yeah, that's
Lunch
great.
Money's on the track, and we get to perform it around the world at award shows, did the video together, so...
Oh, it's like Pay It Forward, I love it.
Yeah, it's great, man.
This is Green Light on Radio 1. All right. Pitbull's with us on Radio 1. And that was Pitbull, Flo Rida and Lunch Money Lewis. Green Lights. It's 8:20.
Now, your motto, am I right, in life, I mean, you have a lot of them,
yeah.
But one of them is turn every negative into a positive.
Correct.
You're like the king of positivity, Mr. 305.
It's just the truth, man. Yeah. Yeah, I've taken my life, I took it from a negative to a positive, and then that's what we try to do through the music, where, you know, always have records that people want to dance to, enjoy, have fun, escape, but also to let them know that they could do whatever they want, you know, with their life. But they definitely have to apply themselves, that's for sure.
I don't know anyone more positive than you. I could do with some of that rubbing off on me sometimes.
Yeah,
I know a couple of folks more positive than me, but those are people that I learn from.
Right, okay, right.
But since you were last on, when you last came on, you said all these amazing things that we could actually make sound bites out of them.
You should.
We have like motivational messages for people.
Listen to this.
There's not one hacker in the world that can hack into this head right here.
How epic is that?
Yeah. That was great. So many pictures being taken, I feel like people are missing the big picture.
That's right.
It's good. So good.
Hey, I would listen to that guy.
Yeah. I mean, like if that was an app on your phone and you needed to sleep or something,
yeah.
Or like maybe be slightly hypnotized to be positive, yeah. That's what I would use.
The way we create memories is by creating memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my favorite.
We have a saying in Spanish, es paso corto, vista larga, which means short steps, long vision.
I would listen to that. Maybe with like a little bit of ambient music on it.
Yeah, it's funny because we're actually getting into the motivational speaking business.
So, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I would love to have Pitbull at my motivational speech.
Yeah, that's cool.
My first big one is going to be at November 10th with Anthony Robbins in San Francisco.
No,
I'm going to be opening for him, yeah.
Oh, you're born to do this. And the music. Now, we've got some of our listeners on the line who need to break a little bit of bad news to people. It's not terrible news.
Oh, boy.
But I know that you will do it in such a positive way, and they won't feel as bad. It's not really bad stuff, but it's just that the people that we're going to speak to, they'd rather you break the news to their friends.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
And also,
you
can turn every negative into a positive.
That's right.
Actually, you know what? These are quite sad things, but you can show them what good will come from
it. I can flip it for them.
Yeah. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Scott.
Pitbull's here.
Hi, Pitbull.
How you doing, Mama?
This is brilliant. So Pitbull can turn any negative into a positive.
So what's the scenario, Mummy?
Right, Pitbull, I need a little bit of your positivity, please.
Okay, hit me.
So, right, me and my friend,
yeah.
We like to go out drinking and dancing and have a good time.
Sounds like my kind of friends.
Yes. We were out and we met these two guys. We were just genuinely, we're like, these are perfect, love them, blah, blah, blah.
All right, so perfect guys.
Yeah, perfect guys. Then I was on the dating app Tinder, having a wee swipe, you know, browsing through the catalogue. And who do I see? But Jesus boy that my friend is like in love with.
Oh,
so how do I tell her that he's playing the field?
All right. So what, has she been seeing him?
No, we've met up with them like once or twice, just out and about, but we were like, this is the one for her.
Oh no. And
he checks all the boxes.
Right, but he's on the dating app.
Yep.
So he's swiping left and right and all sorts.
Right.
Yep. All directions.
All right.
Well, what's your friend's name?
Melissa.
All right, Melissa.
And you haven't told your friend yet that he's on Tinder, so this is kind of, you know, bad news to break to your mate.
Yeah.
But Pitbull can do
We've
it.
We've got the man
you
for
know
it.
He can do it.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Hello? Hello? Hi, who's speaking?
Hey, Melissa, how you doing?
Hi, who's speaking?
This is Armando, but some people know me as Pitbull.
No way.
Yes way. I don't know. I'm giving you a call, Melissa, because I was just given some information about somebody that you're interested in. I won't say his name on the air, but they told me that you're digging them and you're feeling them, right? Which is cool. That's great. But I just want to make sure that you are fully informed on what's going on so you can make educated decisions moving forward. You got me?
This is not Pitbull, surely.
Yeah. Oh, no, it is Pitbull. It's Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. Yes, it is. So anyway, so your friend told me to see if I could break the news to you about the guy that you like, and supposedly, you know, you guys have hooked up a couple times, but he happens to be on this Tinder website, which is cool. No. I mean, if that's what he likes to do, but if you know that, then there shouldn't be any problems moving forward. Now, if he lies to you about it, that's a different story. So I think now is when you're going to figure out if you guys really have a line of communication moving forward. Okay?
Okay.
That's my advice. Now, if he tells you the truth, then guess what? That looks like it could be a good relationship moving forward. If he lies to you, then that's the first red flag, and then you make the decision if you want to continue to deal with him.
Okay.
All right?
I like the advice.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Melissa, I hope you have a great day. And like we say in Spanish, besitos, which is kisses. If it doesn't work out, you let me know, and then maybe we could hook up. ¡Qué rico! All right?
Thanks, Pitbull.
My pleasure, mamita. Take care.
Bye.
Dale.
Oh, wow. Casual advice from Pitbull.
Yeah, we worked it out. You seen that?
Invite seat.
From a negative to a positive, baby.
Danielle?
Yeah, thank you so much, Pitbull.
Oh, Danielle, it's my pleasure.
Take a hug.
Hey, maybe we can all get out one night and drink
that.
And do all kinds of things.
Next time you're in Glasgow.
Yeah, that's a promise. Okay, good. See, she sounded fine with it.
Yeah, I think it helps coming from positive Pitbull.
Of course it does.
That's what we're Pitbull. Saying.
He can spin anything. Thanks so much, Danielle.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you, bye. See, I knew you could be the man for the job. That was awesome.
We took it and we flipped it.
Dale.
Dale.
All right. Thank you very much, Pit. But we will see you soon. I know
hey,
that.
My pleasure. To all of UK, appreciate the love. To you guys, thank you for having me. And you already know I'll see y'all soon. With that said, I'm running out, so you got to give me the green light. Dale. Yeah!